The preacher used to tell us all the time, when you get into heaven, the first thing God is going to do is he's going to sit you inside a movie theater and you're going to rewatch your life. That scared the bejeebies out of me when I was a young kid because I didn't want to sit there and watch a movie about everything that I was doing wrong. I needed to figure out what I could do right. And one of the things that I did do wrong in my heart was I was listening to that rock and roll stuff. How dare I do such a thing like that? Because, you know, the preacher said, don't be listening to rock and roll. But when I turned over Beth from Kiss and I heard Detroit Rock City, suddenly my life changed in ways that I knew that I would be out of control. Well, kind of out of control. Hey, it's Arrow. I'm a daily writer. From those daily pages came my very first published book, One Man's 1021 Thoughts. Okay, so it was supposed to be a book of poetry. It didn't make it that way. That's the way books grow. They do their own thing. All you are is the messenger. You're the creative mind. And what I learned in the years that passed, well after the book was published, that it wasn't even a book of thoughts. It's a book of connections to other creative minds. This is your daily ray of light. Today, I thought we would go back to April 20th, the year 2000, a piece titled Curveballs. The rock group Kiss totally changed my life. More than anything, I wanted to grow my hair long and become a legend. The first step was to hang their posters all over my bedroom walls and then paint my own face. In 1977, the band inspired. 8 years later, I sat with Gene Simmons backstage at the Charlotte Coliseum. Those platform shoes he was wearing made him like 12 feet tall. Sadly, in 1994, I was seen walking out of a Kiss concert because it seemed so unoriginal. But I saw them again 4 years later, full makeup. There wasn't an explosion of excitement due to religious changes that I had been going through. Well, the night before, I was at a Billy Graham crusade. Tonight, the group Kiss plays again. It's with the original lineup. Loose ends will be tied. The beginning of many things shall bloom a colorful rose. Realizing my age, almost middle-aged, I could die at any time, and if I do, at least I had fun, and who better to blame it on than the rock group Kiss. There's so much to share here, and it's not about a teenager who hit middle-aged and reflected on the band that helped create his stage. What happens is that when you believe in the marketability of your own personal self, you can become greater than what you were born to become. And what I mean by that is that you are the president and CEO of Me Incorporated. Those words are directly from Gene Simmons. He wrote it in a book of the same title. Learning how to become yourself is every reason why you can market yourself. Put that branding out there and grow with your art. Sure, life has blessed me with the opportunity to have physical conversations with every member of the band but Peter Criss. One day will happen, but I've been with Ace, I've been with Paul, I've been with Gene Simmons, and you can hear those conversations on iHeartRadio. But what I learned in those conversations was how I didn't go into them thinking that I was a fan of the band, but rather somebody who understands the art of what we are given at birth. Understanding that what you hold on to can easily become somebody else's collaboration, and together you grow. Remember that the members of Kiss, no matter how many members have been there, they've all been individuals first. They've all been solo performers well before their situations of success. Learning how to collaborate with others is basically, you have to learn to give something up. You have to learn how to relinquish what you're doing as an artist and working together as future artists. Does that mean it's going to last forever? Well, no, because the band has proven that you don't have to be one solid unit from the beginning all the way to the end. And what I love about what Gene Simmons is doing today is that he's traveling around the nation promoting the Kiss Vault. And he's been working with Vinnie Vincent and other people that were no longer part of the band, such as Ace Frehley. He's showcasing to the world that, you know what? You can have an indifference, but you can still collaborate. Learning to share your moments with others helps create moments for those who are just listening. I'm Arrow, and that's your Daily Ray of Light.